Two candidates are on the Republican primary ballot for U.S. House 12th Congressional District. One of them is Doug McClinko. WPSU's Ann Danahy talked with McClinko about why he's running against an incumbent in the primary.
Doug McClinko, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You're a Bradford County Commissioner. Why do you want to run for Congress?
Well, it all started out over a year ago because Tom Marino wasn't showing up at the different counties in the Northeast, Susquehanna, Bradford, Tioga, Sullivan. He hadn't been up there in years. He pulled his representation out of our courthouse. He has one of the worst voting records in the last two Congress of all the Pennsylvania delegation. This last Congress, there was 428 people out of 435 congressmen showed up for work more than he did. There was about six Republicans that showed up less, and one was Scalise, got shot. So they wanted me to run, came to Drug Czar Park, and nobody thought that, because people that are new, Center County is new to this, they need to check his record, never thought that he would ever get the appointment. Commissioners, committee people said, if we're going to support you in a special election, you got to promise to carry petition, run the spring, and that's what we're doing.
You are running against the incumbent, Representative Marino, like you said, and you've been critical of him, as others have, about his involvement with the opioid crisis.
Terrible.
What do you think Congress should be doing to address it?
Well, first of all, they shouldn't be taking $100,000 from lobbyists, and their chief of staff shouldn't be getting a six-figure dream job, probably making $500,000 a year lobbying to pull the law enforcement arm away from and dump all these pills into our communities. As county commissioners, we deal with the coroners. We deal with the jails. We deal with human services. This is horrible. We have people dying everywhere. We had a young lady, 28 years old, drugged through the snow and put by a portable toilet behind the courthouse on our walkway recently. It's just terrible. And then to this guy, to do that is incredibly unbelievable. And I almost think it should prohibit him from running, to be honest with you. It's that serious. And he's making all these excuses. He did what he is accused of. It's on our website if people need to see the 60-minute piece.
Terry Madonna, the director of the Center for Politics and Public Affairs at Franklin and Marshall College, said that what happened with Representative Marino and that legislation, quote, I don't know that that's going to translate into a big issue with the average voter. Do you think you have a real shot at winning the primary?
The reason I was asked to run a year ago was because he doesn't show up for work. Number one. Number two, when 60 Minutes came, it gave us pause to look at the guy's record. He has a complete record of selling his office out. When he was middle district attorney, he had to resign. He sold it for a gaming license for a casino, and he took $250,000 job after that. He'd done judge shopping when he was a DA. Folks, check his record.
You were also critical of Marino for voting for the $1.3 trillion spending bill. Among other things, you criticized funding for Planned Parenthood. Isn't being an elected official about compromising?
First of all, I was the first elected official to support him in a primary, and I never checked his record. None of us did, and they're the same people that want him gone. So the answer to that is, as county commissioners, township supervisors, borough council, school board members, where America's run every day, the wheels of America turn at the local level, we have to work together. Look, I'm not going to compromise my core convictions, but we have a majority board of Republicans and a Democrat, Ed Bust, and Daryl Miller, I serve them. We work everything out. We work good. I did it for years as a commissioner. We have to do that at the local level. You get to Harrisburg and Washington, it is gridlock, and it needs to stop. They need to start sending more local elected officials to these places.
You've been a supporter of Donald Trump. What grade would you give him so far?
Well, on a lot of what he's doing with trade, what he's doing at the border, what he's doing with a lot of things, I give him 100% an A+. What he sometimes the Twitter stuff gets a little bit much, but you know what? He's got to get his message out there. And just like I was on with some local media, which I believe in being completely open with media. In Bradford County, we have a great relationship. Our papers call us day, night, midnight, doesn't matter. We're on the radio up there. But, you know, I understand why he needs to tweet, but sometimes I wish he'd tone it down some.
What would be your priority if you were elected?
My priority would be to take this district and make it a completely grassroots-based district, working in the communities, unlike Mr. Marino, who has made it a Washington district. We would be out everywhere all the time, working with our locally elected officials like it should be. We would be based in here, and we would serve here with our constituents, with people. We'd see a very, very... Of course, Center County, they have a really good elected official, G.T. Thompson, who's a friend. But we and the other parts of the district where he's been AWOL, it would completely change. And I can assure you that we would be on the job at work every day.
You've been a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, but polls show recently that people are more open to gun control efforts. Would you be supportive of any types of gun control measures, such as requiring someone to be 21?
Zero.
Why is that?
Well, because first of all, 21, I mean, you can give these people a weapon to protect our borders and our country, but yet you're not going to give law-abiding citizens a firearm. See, I own firearms for three reasons. Number one is to protect my country, my home, and then then I hunt with them. I recently had my sound alarm went off. I live a quarter of a mile off the road. It went off in the middle of the night, 2 o'clock. I have a weapon. I keep it safe. I have grandkids. I keep it very safe. I take it very serious, like most law-abiding gun owners do. But as I'm standing there with two staircases in my house trying to listen for if the person would come up, I'm thinking, I'm not on deer watch. That isn't a buck breaking into my house. It ended up being nothing. However, just a short time before that, my neighbors were broken into at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so there's reason to be alarmed. I just had a faulty alarm. So no, I don't believe you crack it open at all. We'd just be thankful, because you guys ought to be aware, once you go down that road, the First Amendment is next, and we've got to protect them.
Isn't it possible that some people think that there just needs to be tighter gun control measures, but it doesn't mean they want to actually take guns away from people?
So we already have a background system check. That background system check needs to be looked at, make sure it's enforced, make sure that it's being taken seriously, and those background checks are done. We don't need more. We need to do what's already there. My main source is our sheriff. And I talk to him all the time. He does the concealed weapons permits and stuff. So I have a good understanding about it. And he's an expert, and he gives classes and stuff in our county.
You've said that Washington, D.C. has become, quote, a swamp of corruption. What do you think needs to happen specifically to change that?
Get rid of these people. Enough phonies. And it's Republicans and Democrats. You know, one of the things I like about Donald Trump is he's gone down there. He's rooted out a lot of phony people in my party. You know, through natural gas, I've gone to Harrisburg. You know how many Democrats I've fought? None. So we need local elected officials that understand how to get stuff done. We need, if whether you're a Republican or Democrat, that's what makes the world. It's okay to disagree. We can learn together. But you know what? You can't have phonies in office, and the swamp needs to be drained.
Doug McGlinko, Republican candidate for the U.S. House, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.